This program is paid for by Innovative Medical Associates. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Innovative Medical Associates or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT-HD, WGL-HD3, Philadelphia. Now, Health Watch, featuring Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor and founder of Innovative Medical Associates, with valuable information that could help you improve your quality of life. Now, Health Watch.
Well, first, we start off with a time check. It is 8:02. And if you didn't change your clocks, sorry, you're probably going to miss our show. We hope not. It's 8:02, and welcome to another edition of Health Watch. Every Sunday, we're here live from 8 till 9 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. We discuss here on the program health. We discuss your health, anyone you know, and how Dr. Molly and her staff can improve your overall quality of life potentially. That's what we do here. That is our mission statement here on Health Watch. And the number in the studio, if you want to talk to Dr. Molly or you want to run a medical challenge by her, very simple, 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. As we say, good morning to Dr. Molly, and welcome another challenging week, right, Dr.
Molly? We had a little challenge this week, John. one of many. But, you know, challenges keep me on my toes, keep me also moving my doctors in the right direction, you know, a little help from the medical team.
Yes, and I want to say that I was in the hospital this week. And fortunately, I feel much better now. But I want to say to what you do for your patients is that you're monitoring what's going on if they're in the hospital
or whatever.
And you called me every day, sometimes twice a day. And you were checking on me, checking on the docs. So just talk about that aspect of what you do.
You know, as I said, you know, John, I believe in patient advocacy. And, you know, there's lots of ways to do that. But look, you always hear me say, if you need to do conventional, you got to do it.
Yes.
Right? Now, the question is, I just like to make sure that who's ever taking care of you conventionally is doing everything that my doc would do plus, right? And certainly, you know, we don't like to be Monday morning quarterbacks. That's not it at all. But we want to make sure that our patient is getting everything that they need to get a full recovery, whatever that is. And remember, most people come to us with a lot of challenges, John, and you're one of them.
Yes.
You didn't have one problem. You have several. And so the thing is, I don't want them – one of the things we're going to talk about today, actually, is in that vein. I don't want them to get fixated on one issue and forget about the other issues that could be contributing to how you're feeling. And I think it's a very, very important. And so in that regard, I would say I am the kind of person that stays on top of what else is going on for that patient. And I'll make sure, I really try to make sure that indeed the treating physicians know what we have done in our facility and what our doctors are thinking about while you're in there. So, yeah.
Yes, and also you were monitoring me and saying, well, did you ask this? Did you ask that?
Right.
So you're telling me what to ask, and then
they're
telling you what they've done. So
And actually, your doctor is going to have a call into Dr. Pat this week, apparently. And interestingly enough, you know, I was thinking about the exact same thing. You know, it's something I said to you. I said, you know, you need to have him look at this, your doc over there. Please have them look at these types of issues because I think they're contributing to your problem and the ongoing issues. And indeed, that's what they did. So there's a medication change that has to be done. And because, again, you know, you get fixated on one issue. If somebody has diabetes, you forget about their kidney issues. If somebody has the kidney issues, sometimes they forget about the diabetes.
Yes.
And unfortunately, everything works together, which is a holistic approach, which we believe in.
855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. And again, it's Health Watch, our live version here every Sunday, 8 till 9, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. Now we get into the meat and potatoes of the issue. Dr. Molly, what do you do at Innovative Medical Associates?
Innovative Medical Associates is a group of like-minded providers who think alike in that we want to use the least amount of medications to help our patients improve their quality of life and not put them at risk for their medical challenge, whatever that is. How do we do that? Well, we use God's ingredients. How do we use God's ingredients? We like to deliver them by hydration, but we also deliver oral tinctures, those kinds of things, homeopathics. But again, the philosophy is what separates us from other facilities, in that we want to use the best ingredients possible for a patient and really, really improve their quality of life.
So the emphasis is on the nutraceuticals?
I would say the emphasis is, depending on the patient, it's really a combined process. It could be on the pharmaceuticals at a given period of time and then augmenting with nutraceuticals, or it could be cutting out some of the pharmaceuticals and also putting in some additional nutraceuticals that work on the same pathways.
Perfect example. Before the show, you showed me a nutraceutical that you're going to give me later on this week.
Right.
And to supplement
the
pharmaceuticals.
Exactly right.
So perfect example of
that. Right. That's a tincture. A tincture. So again, we use tinctures. We use melt-aways. We use all types of things. You know, I love, one of the things I love is, you know, you can't be all things to all people. But if you key in to some strategic challenges that a patient has, I think you can really augment a patient's quality of life and make it better.
Does this work, pharmaceuticals, nutraceuticals?
Sure.
And there obviously is a balance.
Of course. Of course.
You therapeutic, know what that is. Yes.
Therapeutic levels. You need therapeutic levels. Initially, you may need a higher therapeutic level to get to what we need to effectuate the change. However, you know I believe in Goldilocks, just right. One of the things people don't realize, too much of a good thing's not good either, right? D vitamin is a good example of that. There's a lot of reasons not to have a really, really high D vitamin level in the blood. Now, that being said, there's also many reasons to have too low. So again, just right is what's necessary. And I think in that regard, medical hydration plays a very big role into that. And that, of course, is our vehicle for delivering the nutraceuticals and or some pharmaceuticals as well.
So the medical hydration is the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
that, of course, is the cornerstone of your practice.
Right.
So how much do you rely on that as opposed to the pharmaceuticals?
I would say therein lies the rub. You can't say for somebody, get off of all your medication. You will never hear me say, get off of all your medication. Certainly, if you want to cut down on some medication, it must be done correctly. And it's done under the guidance of the physicians in my group, right? And the nursing staff as well. Now, that being said, we may have to bring in other nutraceuticals to sort of take a chunk out of what you're doing from the pharmaceuticals. In other words, to actually back up the pharmaceuticals. So there is a balance. You can't just do it. It's not 1, 2, 3. It's not holy water in that bag, as I like to say. It's not holy water in that bag, but if you give it the time we need and we sit down and we go through what's going on for you weekly, guess what? We can get you there. In as little as 5 weeks for some people, but generally it takes closer to 10 to 15 weeks to really see the changes we need. And then it's up to our patient to help me help them continue these changes when they go down to a maintenance level.
You know, you've heard this probably just about every consultation you have. Somebody says, well, I can get what you're giving at the health food store.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So can you talk about that?
Sure. Sure. First of all, at the health food store, you're taking it orally, whatever manner of the delivery system, it's oral.
Yes.
So therein lies another rub, because can you get to the therapeutic level without getting sick in your stomach or having GI problems. My goodness, we see that with pharmaceuticals too. In other words, before they get to the therapeutic level, many times they don't work. The patient's saying, I'm getting side effects. Well, you know what? You can also get side effects with nutraceuticals. The other thing is, how do you know which nutraceuticals are really good? Today, the landscape has changed. In terms of health food products, the landscape has definitely changed. People have to be aware. Lots of the companies have folded into subsidiaries of pharmaceutical companies now. Okay? Therefore, you can be sure that there have been changes to their recipes, whether they tell us or not. It may have the same ingredients. It may have changed with the cofactors and the binders. Who knows? But I do know there's been a change in the landscape, and sometimes I don't think the products were as good as the original founder, who actually had a vested interest in making their products the best.
You were telling me way back when, that when you take, let's say, vitamin C at the health food store, that's like a drop in the ocean.
Absolutely.
And what you're giving is the whole ocean.
Correct.
Can you talk
about
that?
That's one thing. You know, here's the thing. Vitamin C is codependent on synergies, other nutraceuticals, other pharmaceuticals that work with them. And in addition, you know, you don't want to do too much vitamin C, right? And in order to know where you are if you're taking it orally, you have to titrate to diarrhea. I find that really unreliable, to say the least. And I think it depends on what we're treating you for. If you have cancer, and certainly vitamin C is a very integral part of my cancer protocol, but the use of vitamin C, how to use it. Are we using it as a prooxidant or an antioxidant? Certainly, I don't want to destroy any free radicals that were planned, that were made from your oncology. I don't want to do that. I want to make vitamin C a prooxidant in that arena and get you through the rest of your chemo, okay? So there is a nuance to all of this. Too much is not good. Too little is definitely not good. So, again, it's all about Goldilocks.
Just right. We are coming up on our first break of the morning. Our show is called Health Watch, and you'll find us here every Sunday, the live version here, 8 till 9, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. And at this point in the show, I always tell you, look, call early, because Dr. Molly can take time to answer your question or discuss your problem with you. It gives us plenty of time to talk about it here on the show. 855-839-1210. Dr. Molly and I return with more of today's edition of Health Watch after these words. Standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates, and the number 856-489-0505. Now, I give you that number because this is a simple, simple process. You contact the operators at that number, and you make the appointment for the initial consultation with Dr. Molly, and that's where you can really find out if this is for you or not. And that's a very, very simple process. Make the appointment, 856-489-0505. Again, 856-489-0505. And the website, you want to check that out too. A lot of good information on that. InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's the website. Our show is Health Watch every Sunday, 8 till 9, the live version here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. We're going to go to the phones and talk to our favorite caller, Frank from Northeast Philly. Frank, good morning. Welcome.
Hi, good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Dr. Molly.
How are you?
I'm okay. And glad you're doing good again, John.
Yeah, well, you know, what I do is in between shows, I go into the hospital.
God forbid.
You're making your summer home or something.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. And, I hope not.
And Dr. Molly, I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. I've heard it many, many times over the last several years, but I don't know the answer. I hear no matter what you, no matter how healthy you try to eat, because of the way the food's made, you still need supplements. What's more important, a person, what they're eating, or supplements, or a combination of both?
I would say a combination of both. I think, as I said earlier, the supplement industry has really gone through a lot of changes, Frank, because a lot of the pharmaceutical companies have merged with the supplement companies, and they're changing all kinds of situations with that. So you got to be careful about your supplements. The other thing is, I think, unfortunately, lots of people, and they come in to see me, lots of people, because of just how we work today, our working lives, this kind of thing, we eat badly, we eat poorly, we're eating out more, we're going to fast food places or just something a step above fast food. And so, you know, you're exposed to all kinds of problems today. And I think it's both. I also think healthy lifestyle makes a difference, of course. But I'm not, you know, let me say this. I also know I'm a realist. Lots of my people who travel for business, et cetera, they can't always eat correctly. So if they can try a little harder and come in to see us, they tend to do okay. So it's a combination, Frank.
Dr. Molly, the reason I say that, I haven't tried anything different for at least 2 years, probably 3 years.
Next Monday,
I'm planning on going on pretty much just meat and vegetables. No dairy, no gluten, no sugar.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Just do the food by itself, because no matter what I eat, I still swallow like crazy. I have digestion problems. I'm the same. Yeah.
Well, I believe that. And I believe that that's the big bugaboo. The microbiome, of course, is the big buzzword right now on our GI tract. And I do agree that maybe lots of folks have gluten sensitivities, that kind of thing. But I think it's really more than that, Frank. I really think it's the overall lifestyle that we have. We just can't help it. It's everywhere. People get hungry. They have to eat. I would tell you I'm very involved in whey protein. I'm looking at that very carefully, because I think some of that is junk. Okay. And I mean it. I do. I've been looking at this, where they're getting it and that kind of thing. It's junk. So there's a lot to be said for the supplements today and what we're taking, particularly in powders. It's one of the things I have an interest in right now, and I'll be talking to people about that as it moves along. But I gotta tell you, I agree with you that it's hard to do. It's hard to stay clean.
Dr. Molly, one more thing. I've been listening to you for years. I love your program. Your program is an education without a graduation, because you always learn something new every week.
Thank you. Thank you, Frank. I have fun with it.
Thanks, Dr. Molly.
Thank you. We have fun with you, Frank.
Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Stephanie. Stephanie, good morning. Welcome to Health Watch.
Hi, Stephanie.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Why wouldn't I? You sound like a smart lady.
I'm calling to ask about fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, gluten sensitivity, and now experiencing a lot of peripheral neuropathy.
Yes. I would say that's going back to the fibromyalgia and the chronic fatigue as well. Go ahead.
Okay. So I recently got something in the mail a couple months ago about the center that treats peripheral neuropathy. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they do. I didn't get a chance to go to their talk.
Okay.
What strategy do you take for that?
Well, okay. Two things. I believe that it's very, very important to try to get the blood flow to improve in those areas, right? We do it two ways. We have radio frequency as well. And I have a program for neuropathy that entitles using our physical therapist for the use of the radio frequency. We use an instrument that was made in Germany. It's excellent. It's an instrument that you can find in normal practices. It's not an alternative type of instrument. It is truly a bona fide medical device. And I also believe that hydration plays a role in this, particularly in terms of your fibromyalgia and the chronic fatigue, which I believe is part of the neuropathy comes from the original diagnosis of those two conditions. And here's the thing. You have to get enough blood flow down to the extremities as well as just in general. I've used chelation, which has been around for many years. In fact, if you've heard me for a long time, you know that we had a wonderful radio host back then that John helped me secure, who is a great believer in chelation. Right, John? You remember
yes.
that?
Oh, yes.
And that improves blood flow 12% by total body surface, which, of course, will help. So the combination of using the radio frequency and the chelation therapy, I think, is pretty unique to our facility, and it's something we do ongoing. How are you dealing with your chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia right now, dear?
Awful.
Yeah, I believe it. See, it's not one thing. Yeah, the symptomatology is what you're feeling in terms of the neuropathy, but there's so much more. It would be come in for the free consult. I think I could help you. How old are you, dear? How old are you?
70.
Oh, my God, you're
young. Oh, she's a kid.
You're a kid to us. Come in and have somebody take you over or drive over. If you're driving, drive over. I'm telling you, we are, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. So, yes, there's something that can be done. Yes. God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you for
Bye-bye.
The call, Stephanie.
Yeah,
appreciate
that's
it.
That's a bad call. It's
yeah,
a shame.
Yeah, it's a shame. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. Many different kinds of problems, and we're going to talk about women in the next segment.
Sure.
But what do you find is the condition that you have had the most success with?
I would say we've had great success with our cardiac health program. We've had great success with increasing a length of time for our patients, our cancer patients. And I would say we've had really good success with autoimmune diseases in women and men. And
yes.
men. And men are more difficult many times because they don't even want to hear that they have an autoimmune disease.
Men don't listen is what you're saying.
That's right. That's what I say. And you're one of them.
That's
so
right. That's
so
right.
I get it. I get it.
And I want to talk about Pam for a second because many years ago, they were recommending chemo and all
this.
Oh,
you're talking about Pam. Sure,
yes.
Pam. Yeah,
And I remember she was asking the doctor, what part of this is not poisonous?
Yeah.
And he didn't answer. So yeah. She's continued with you for many, many years.
Many years.
And successfully.
Many years. And successfully. But also, you see, in her case, she does what Frank is asking. She eats clean, okay? She makes sure she's not overindulging in sugar, if any. She makes sure that she eats appropriately enough protein. She makes sure she takes her outside supplements, not a whole lot, because she's very faithful to coming in to our facility for her IV or hydration treatments that augment her lifestyle.
And we were just talking with this woman about fibromyalgia.
Yes, yes.
You've had a lot of success with that.
Absolutely. Fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue. You know, I'm a big believer they're virus-driven, and you can get those under control. Look, the body tends to be able to fight on lots of fronts, John. They can. If it's in good shape, it can do its own. It can help you improve your quality of life by tuning up your own immune system and then augmenting that. But again, it's not a simple process. It isn't holy water. You don't come in one day and you walk on water the next. It doesn't work like that. But over time, your symptomatology improves, and then you actually will find yourself doing more at home to help you improve. That's the interesting thing in our place. You want to.
We are coming up on our halfway point of the show, which is always interesting because it just flies by. The program just flies by. Health Watch is the show. Every Sunday, live version here, 8 till 9 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. We're going to talk to Joe in Germantown after the break, and maybe we'll talk to you at 855-839-1210. We are coming back. More of today's edition of Health Watch after these words. As always, operators are standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates when we are on the air. And, of course, they'll be there well after we leave you at 9 o'clock this morning. So you can call then. You can call later on today, whatever. But make the call, 856-489-0505. Again, 856-489-0505. When you call, this is simple. You make the appointment for the initial consultation with Dr. Molly. It is complimentary, and that's where you're going to find out if this is for you, if this can help you or not. It's a very, very simple process. 856-489-0505. And the website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's the website. Our show is Health Watch every Sunday, 8 to 9, here the live version on Talk Radio 1210 WPHC. We're going through the phones. We'll talk to Mayor Joe of Germantown. Mayor Joe, good morning. Welcome.
Hi,
good
Joe.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Dr. Molly. Good morning to your wonderful producer, Kurt. You know, I told Kurt what prompted me to call was her and Frank and stuff. You know, I said, well, you know, I heard my buddy Frank. I said, let me call because Frank was talking about the GI, and I think back then, mm-hmm. I think his gut and everything, gut health and everything. It was so ironic because the previous show, it was talking a little bit about GI tract and good bacteria, bad bacteria, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
And you see, as you know, I'm the type of person, Dr. Molly and John, I try to eat healthy as much as I can. I mean, I would say 80% of the time, I eat good fruits, vegetables, lamb, fish, things like that. But like anybody else, Dr. Molly and John, I like to cheat every now and then. Even my doctor told me she's doing it in moderation. So every now and then I can have a good corned beef or turkey hoagie or cheesesteak.
That's
or
all right.
But I do it every now and then. I don't do it on the back of the bag. In other words, Dr. Molly and John, I could go maybe 2 months without eating a hoagie or cheesesteak. So I try to do it in moderation. But every now and then I like to get one and stuff, you know. But other than that, like, so I like to eat healthy. Keep it, like you say, Frank, to try to keep that gut healthy as I can, you know. Because like you said, Dr. Molly, you make an emphasis on this. You have good bacteria, bad bacteria. You got good cholesterol and bad cholesterol. So I try to, you know, I got to do my best to keep it, you know.
Wait, hey, Mayor, you're doing pretty well, I think. How old are you, my friend?
I'll be 65 July 29th of this year.
Oh, God bless.
Oh.
God bless. You're a baby. You're a baby.
And you know the thing about I'm not bragging because I don't take nothing for granted. I thank the good Lord, like you said.
Amen.
Because some of my friends that I grew up with, they were in high school, a lot of them not around anymore because they didn't take care of stuff.
That's right.
They drank themselves, drugs.
Oh,
we see it all.
Yeah.
You're right, Joe. I mean, that's right. It's unfortunate, but that's what happens. God bless you.
Even someone right now that's living, someone don't have teeth in their mouth because their teeth been rotted out. So I thank God that I'm in decent health. So I don't take it for granted, Dr. Molly and John.
God bless you.
I appreciate what y'all do every Sunday, giving out people good health advice.
Thank you. Reaching out
to the public that if they need help, like you say, John just said just now, if not coming for the free consultation, if Dr. Molly can help you, go in and see her, man, because she's a treasure. So I appreciate what you do,
thank
Dr.
you.
Molly.
Thank you, Joe.
May God bless you.
Keep eating healthy.
Remember,
okay?
The man upstairs is the big physician. You know that. God bless.
Yes, he is.
God bless.
All right, Joe. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-839-1210, our number here in the studio. We are going to talk about Women's History Month. You didn't know it was Women's History Month.
Oh, I did.
You did, yes.
I did. I actually did. And the reason why I'm very interested in this is because heart disease, of course, is the leading cause of death in America, killing one person in every 37 seconds. Did you hear that? Heart disease. Every 30 seconds. Doesn't discriminate against men and women or any racial group or ethnic group, right? But the very surprising thing is you'll find that for women, one in every five female deaths were caused by heart disease. Not necessarily heart attack, by the way. I don't want people to think heart disease is just heart attack. There are many other things that can go wrong, right? So one of the things I want to talk about real quick is some of the symptoms, pain and discomfort in the chest, the throat, abdomen, weakness and fatigue, lightheadedness, shortness of breath, cold sweats, nausea. And then, of course, we have the whole line of blood work that can show us that there's heart disease brewing.
And, you know, people forget about this.
That's or why they don't I
know.
Say
they don't know about this. That's the number one cause of death in women.
That's right. That is exactly right.
That's really, that says something right
it
there.
It does.
Okay, we're going to go to the phones. We're going to talk to John. John, good morning. Welcome to Health Watch.
Hi, John.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Molly and John. I have a question, Dr. Molly. Some things have been plaguing me for a while, and I think maybe you could tell me if they tie together. One,
sure.
I have BPH,
yeah.
enlarged prostate, and
of
then
course.
My blood pressure is high. And for many years, I've had toenail
John,
fungus.
John, can you turn your radio down, please?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
thank you.
Yes. Is that sorry about that.
That's all right. That's okay.
So do those things kind of tie together? Are they part and parcel?
Well, talk to me again. So you have BPH, so we know the enlarged prostate, of course, is a problem. And how's your prostate number, your PSA number, by any chance?
I'm pushing number 5. I'm like a 4849.
4849, so it's enlarged, definitely. Okay. All right. And what was the other thing that you have going on at the same time?
High blood pressure.
Yeah.
And
go ahead.
Chronic, like, toenail fungus I've had for, like, 20 years, and I thought, do these things tie together?
Well, they sure do. They can all tie together, and they all need help. How old are you, John?
67.
Oh, you're a baby, man. Yeah. Let me tell you.
Now, the kitty hour.
Now, does the doc have you on some medication for the prostate, like Flomax or anything?
Yes, yeah.
Good.
Yes,
and yes, how's that been working? How's that been working? Pretty well or not so much?
No, like 20% effective.
Wow. Okay. And at the same time, you're still having the hypertension, even with the Flomax?
Yes.
Isn't that interesting? You know that can help lower the blood pressure as well.
No,
so,
I didn't know that, but that makes sense.
Yeah. But, okay. So, you know, I would venture to say you're a prime candidate for a program that we have, which is the Heart Health. I mean, there's a few things going on there. What's your cholesterol numbers, too, by the way?
They're not outside above average. They're right at the top of normal, though.
All right. Okay. So there's some inflammatory conditions going on there. And they tested you for autoimmune, right? Other autoimmune diseases, because they're rare in men, but they can be there, right? Things
I don't know.
Okay. What's your primary? Is he on top of this kind of thing, or are you going to a urologist or both?
I'm going to both. My primary recommended a urologist that he sees.
Good. Oh, well, that's good. That's good, then.
Yes.
That's a good doctor's doc.
Yeah, that's a good recommendation, yeah.
Okay, that's great. All right. So I would want to say, listen, you might have other things going on. I don't like the toenail fungus, of course. That can be treated with an IV of antifungal. That's not an issue. But I really, really am concerned about some of the other issues you have. And I think that there may be more inflammatory conditions that may be occult that you don't even know about, like running.
Yes.
I would run your C-reactive protein. I would run your homocysteine. I would run your sed rate. I might want to run your whole hormonal panel, like your male hormones, and see if we're having a conversion going on. In that regard, like, are you converting to the bad testosterone, and is that the problem? You're not on any hormone replacement right now, John?
I am doing testosterone
injection. Yeah. See, I would be on top of that. Are they checking your testosterone levels and also some other analytes that go hand-in-hand with that?
We are about every quarter.
You know what? You need to come in and see me and bring some
I
of your data.
So.
I would love to talk
so.
To you. And just bring your data. I think you'll leave with some information, if nothing else. And I really want to help in that regard. How's your alcohol consumption, too? A couple times a week, something like that?
Yeah? Maybe 12 ounces of beer in a week.
Nah, that's nothing. Okay. All right. You know what? I'm not the food police or the alcohol police. I want you to know that. I'm here to help. You got to have some quality of life. You know what I mean? All right.
Come in
and see me. Bring some of those results. I really am anxious to see them. Okay?
I look forward to meeting you.
All right. God bless, my friend.
John. Thanks
Bye-bye.
For the call.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. John made a point, and this relates to me in the hospital this week.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the Flomax.
I know.
Twice a day.
I know that.
And the blood pressure was dropping.
That's
and
right.
I was walking and I was felt dizzy.
Right.
So they said, cut it down.
Right.
So in John's case, it appears that it didn't lower the blood pressure.
Right.
So
right. That's very interesting. And that's why I think he has occult inflammation going around. For you, I know we have the inflammation under control, but you have a comorbidity for cardiac, right?
Yes.
The
yes.
diabetes. And I'm not talking out of turn, John. I'm allowed
yes.
to speak
yes.
about this. So, yeah, I mean, we have to look at that. But there are, you know, there are so many other things that can contribute to this. Women have a problem because of lower levels of estrogen when they're perimenopausal and menopausal. So, you know, it's not just your family history. There are so many things that are going on that can cause these kinds of problems like John has. And I would say, you know, we've really got to look at some of his blood results. I am very interested in that hormonal panel they're doing for him. I want to make sure that we're testing for other types. I would want to see the testosterone levels. I want to see the conversion levels. I want to see sex binding globulin. I mean, there's a bunch of things that I would be looking at for him because something else is going on there and it's low level. It's the kind of thing that it may mean nothing. He's at the high range. You heard him say the high range.
Yes.
Just a point or two, a point, maybe point one over. You know, bottom line is you've got to look at some of the traditional risk factors and other things that are hidden in a case like his.
We are coming up on our final break of the morning. Our show is called Health Watch. Every Sunday, our live version here from 8 till 9 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. We still have time to take a couple of your calls. So if you want to jump in here, feel free to do that. 855-839-1210 is our number. Dr. Molly Fantasia is here, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates located in Marlton, New Jersey. And Dr. Molly and I will return with more of today's edition of Health Watch after these words. Operators standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates, 856-489-0505. That is the number. And when you call that number, this is very, very easy for you to do. Just book the initial consultation with Dr. Molly. Doesn't cost anything. And you will really learn a lot about what Dr. Molly can potentially do for you, how she can potentially help you, and how you can potentially improve your overall quality of life. And that's our mission statement, and it always has been here on the program. 856-489-0505 and the website, innovativemedicalassociates.com, innovativemedicalassociates.com. That's the website. And again, if you miss any of today's show or you got up late, you forgot to set your clock ahead, whatever, we have our Health Watch replay this afternoon from 4 until 5 right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. A couple minutes left of the show. Dr. Molly, we're going to talk about, Women's History Month and cardiac disease.
Yeah.
And how do you approach, approach cardiac disease, cardiac problems, in your way?
In terms of what we do, obviously, what we found is I go by the research that shows that most of the people, exactly like Mayor Joe was talking about, have very unhealthy diets. And what does that do, John? It promotes the enemy, which is inflammation.
Yes.
And the cytokines that go with it. So one of the things we would want to do is talk to our women patients about how they have to really eliminate some of the processed foods, which is tough. It really is. Unhealthy fats and added sugar. So really, isn't it interesting? Many of the things we use in the cancer supportive therapies, we're using in the cardiac therapies. And I would tell you that, for example, curcumin, we use a form of garlic, coenzyme Q10, we use those, and glucosamine as well as glutamine. So there's a lot of overlap because what do I want to do? I want to hold down the enemy, the devil of inflammation, and that contributes to cardiac disease, not just heart attacks, but cardiac disease. That's
What are the ingredients or what do you use in terms of cutting down the inflammation.
Well, it's the same thing I use all the time, curcumin, boswellic acid. But again, the combination may be different. The synergies are a little different. But believe me, it's an anti-inflammatory approach.
And do you use pharmaceuticals with this?
Well, if you have to, of course we can use pharmaceuticals with it. But again, what we're looking at was we want to actually help a patient change a few things that can contribute to a long and healthy life, especially for women.
And we talked
hormones
about
hormones too.
We talked about blood pressure with a previous caller.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, with women with heart,
arginine might be something we might use. But again, I'm talking about how we use this in terms of the hydration, not just oral products, but the hydration.
And when it comes to estrogen levels,
I said, hormonal levels, definitely we want to look at, definitely.
So it's a combination of a lot of things that you navigate.
Exactly, and have to be given just right, because too much of anything can also cause a problem, right?
Yes. I know you wanted to talk about this, and I want to talk about it because I had an uncle die from this. You had two patients with wounds, doing very well.
They're
talk
doing extremely well. And again, they came from out of town, so they have to stay. They're actually getting an IV therapy every day, at least 6 days a week, 5 to 6 days a week while they're here. And indeed, we're using specific antibiotics to their wounds. In other words, we cultured the wounds, we sent them out, we got the laboratory data back, and we knew what conventional antibiotic would work for them. Now, you have to deliver antibiotics very carefully because there are other side effects that can damage kidneys. There's lots of reasons why you have to deliver IV therapy very carefully, no matter what, whether using natural products or conventional. But in this case, both of these women have a decrease in the wound size and depth of probably 3/4 of when they came in. They're no longer having the pain of walking on them, and that is a big plus for us. So that challenge, it's two people, different age groups, little different area of the country that both came in from the Midwest. And I will tell you that they, and the whole time they were being treated, nobody sat down, cultured the wounds. I don't understand it.
Were they diabetic?
No. In this case, no. They were not diabetic.
And they still had wounds.
Right. And this goes back to my pilot friend, Bob, who had wounds too. He's not diabetic, but he had a scrape that turned into Pseudomonas and then MRSA, and it was a mess. And this situation is the same thing. These women had two cuts on the leg that turned into something much worse. I want people to take cuts on the extremities seriously.
Yes. Real quick, Anna, the POTS patient, she had a setback.
She did. She had a little setback this week, and this is what I mean. That's an ebb and tide condition. But the first thing I asked was, what changes to her traditional medication develop? And indeed, there is. She's been suffering. POTS patients suffer from constipation. You can imagine lack of fluid in the digestive tract and change of microbiome, etc. But in this case, the GI doctor put her on a new medication that is a particular antagonist to some of the things that go on in the GI tract. But it's a new drug, and I think what she's having is a side effect because there's an older drug out, not old like ancient, but an older drug out that works in the same manner, the same mechanism, but on a different protocol. And I will tell you, that was probably a better drug for a POTS patient. And after conferring with Doc and two of our friends who are GI-related, they agreed, and I hope that she's switching up her drug, and I hope that that's going to show improvement this week for her.
Do you know why they switched her to that?
Well, the GI doctor thought it was a better fit for the patient, and that happens. Listen, you know, we're all human. You know, this is why they call it medical opinion, right?
Yeah.
They put the old joke in my clinic is put two doctors together, you're going to get three opinions. So
yes.
Believe me, I live this every day.
Yes.
Until we can come to consensus, I live this every day. So I understand it, believe me.
And with that, we are going to put the wraps on another edition of Health Watch. Don't forget, operators are standing by right now, and they will be there well after we leave you at 9 o'clock. In fact, they'll be there all day. 856-489-9900. 856-489-0505. That's the number, 856-489-0505. Make that call and book the initial consultation with Dr. Molly. You will be glad that you did. For Dr. Molly Fantasia, oh, the website, innovativemedicalassociates.com, innovativemedicalassociates.com. And don't forget, we have our Health Watch replay this afternoon, 4 until 5, right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. For Dr. Molly Fantasia and everyone at Innovative Medical Associates, the lovely Linda, and, of course, our nursing staff, Lana, Donna, Jess, and Marianne, and there's Joanne, Delightful D, Fabulous Fran, and our medical assistant, Sandra. I'm your host, John DeMasi. Thank you for listening. Have yourself a great week and a healthy one. We'll talk to you next Sunday, Health Watch 8 till 9, the live version. Here on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, you take care.
Is paid for by Innovative Medical Associates. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Innovative Medical Associates or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.